Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
Harmon Luther Lohman, longtime president of Sam Houston State Teachers College. Read by Cheryl Patton, library associate at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Harmon Luther Lohman was born November 3, 1894. He volunteered for military service the second day of World War I. He served with the 345th Field Artillery in the 90th Division. He attained the rank of first lieutenant. He was a graduate of Southwest Texas State College and the University of Texas. He received his Ph.D. from the University of Chicago. He taught in several public schools before taking a position as vice president of Southern Methodist University. In 1941, he became president of Sam Houston State Teachers College, a post he held for 23 years until his death in 1964. In 1918, he married Marguerite Hightower. They had two sons, Bill and Harmon. Mrs. Lohman was the daughter of a Methodist minister. She was very involved in the activities of the Methodist Church. She held state offices in the Methodist Conference. She served as a lovely hostess for many college activities. President's home was always open for the students. She supported her husband in his work as president. Dr. Lohman was a member of the Texas Teachers Association, National Education Association, and Phi Delta Kappa. He was also a member of the Rotary Club, the Methodist Church, and the Masonic Lodge. He was listed in Who's Who in the Southwest and Who's Who in American Education. Dr. Lohman died January 26, 1964, in MD Anderson Hospital, Houston. He was buried in Attucks Addition, Oakwood Cemetery, Huntsville. Mrs. Lohman died April 8, 1968. She is buried beside Dr. Lohman in Attucks Addition. Dr. and Mrs. Lohman touched many lives during their tenure in Huntsville. They were friends to the student. Dr. Lohman once said, "I had rather be president of Sam Houston State than president of the United States."
Originally published in the Huntsville Item, reproduced here with permission of the publisher.